has been on holidays, but he's back next Saturday.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bit of movement wide out, attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. Locked and loaded for the TAB F Center. And it looks as though we're set. Racing now.
Racing HQ, setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
Yes, just gone 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ. If you're beginning to join us out of your alarm going off at 7 or whatever, we welcome you to Villiers Day, Fugan Villiers Day. We've got the $500,000 English Nursery, the Razor Sharp, lots of other strong, attractive racing. We're starting Randwick on a soft 7 this morning. They had 12.8 mil of rain last night, making it 36.8 for the week. So we're a soft 7, Penno 5.91, and the rail is true. Over the top of Randwick right now, there's been a bit of fog around, but there's a little bit of sunshine around, so let's hope everything continues to be okay the next few hours. The forecast is still there that they're saying a possible storm. We'll just have to monitor that. Down at Kembla, it's a bit overcast this morning. It's a heavy 8 at Kembla. They've got a similar forecast to Sydney. Up in Brisbane, they've had 4 mil of rain only overnight. The track is a soft 5, but only a soft 5, just there. It'll get an upgrade, according to Jim Roberts, quite early. And at Flemington, they've got their first meeting back since the Melbourne Cup Carnival. They had 20 mil in a very quick storm last night at about 5 o'clock, and they've marked it this morning a soft 5 for Flemington. So there are our major reports. We're waiting for a few of the country ones to pop up into the system. There is a picnic meeting today at Gosford, and that track is a soft 5. So if you're looking for a meeting on the Central Coast, Gosford is a picnic meeting today. Well, the last 3 weeks, he's been in Perth for the Masters, but he's back with us today. Ron Duffersey, how are you, Duff?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to today as well. Villiers Days is always a good day, and the tracks at the moment are amazing. So the soft 7, I think that's fine. You know, it's had 5 weeks off Randwick, and I'm just hoping it doesn't turn ugly late in the day with rain on the day or a storm late in the day, because we've got a late finish there. So fingers crossed that we get through in you know, without having that storm before, you know, just after 6.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go through scratchings. We'll monitor these as we go through, Ron. But Cape Enix come out of the Razor Sharp this morning, race 6, number 2. Red excitement, as Gerald Ryan told us 15 minutes or so ago. Red excitement simply down to the rain-affected track has come out of the Villiers.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully we don't get too many more with only a soft reading, because that was anticipated. So I think mainly when it's heavy, you get most of the scratchings. And like I said, this surface is absolutely perfect at Randwick for the last couple of months.
Yeah, it has been, and they've done the renovation, and Neves said in his time this is the best that it's come back, so that's a good wrap. We've had all sorts of weather. We've been talking weather for the last 3 days, and Antar was one that was well spoken about and had already been well back to win the last race today there for Jason Warren. But while he had other horses already in Sydney, Ron, Antar was still in Melbourne, and because of floods on the Hume Highway, they couldn't get the horse up to Sydney.
Yeah, that's disappointing, because he was going to be one of the most interesting runners of the day. He looked good in Tasmania a couple of years ago. He resumed after a couple of years, well over a couple of years off, and won it, won with a leg in the air there at Pakenham. And like you said, as soon as those markets went up on Wednesday, he was the first horse they identified with the McDonald booking, and they just kept coming for him. But he'll keep for another day. We'll have a look at him when he starts next week in Melbourne.
Yeah, he'll run at Flemington by the sounds of it next Saturday. Duff, just before we get on with the interviews on today, you've been in Perth for 3 weeks with the Masters. A lot of discussion about Arcadia Queen and the prospects of us seeing her in Sydney next year.
We can only hope, because she's something special, believe me. She is something very, very special. All class. She's just got something about her. She obviously showed that ability early on when you know, she was getting out the back running on, but now that she's learnt to take up a position at her past two runs and just blow fields away, it's she's won one exciting filly.
I know we are always, and I was listening and watching a coverage, we're always cautious of the Perth form, but she just looks to be one that can come here.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. You've got to trust your eye sometimes, and when you're winning Group 1s and in your first racing preparation, she had a first start in September, you know, so she's come a long way in a short time, and I know the timing's not there for our autumn, and you know, like I would have backed her to win a Doncaster Mile if the timing was right, a 3-year-old filly. So I don't know what Bob's plans with her are. He keeps them close to his chest, and he probably hasn't made a decision, but we'll find out soon enough. I'd say after she spells, but she is an absolute beauty.
She is just watching her. Miss Invincible's come out of race two, number two, number 10, Miss Invincible. And as we told you, Kaepernick and Red Excitement, the other ones that have filtered through at this stage for the program today. Let's go and have a chat with Adrian Bott. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Adrian.
Good to talk to you. And just before Duff talks about today, you would have been thrilled with the two-year-old Unite and Conquer on the way to the Gold Coast off that win at Wyong.
Yeah, look, I thought he was excellent. And still obviously thought there was improvement there. I thought he struggled a little bit around the tight track there. But look, no doubt that'll be a good experience for him going up to the Gold Coast track as well. So I guess it's his first sort of time going this way of going. You know, he handled the straight well his first start, but yeah, this is a different test for him again. And he, you know, there's definitely improvement there for him going forward.
Yeah, 2 year olds all of a sudden are really taking shape. I don't mind your other one there. He's just a low profile sort of a horse, but that's Sar Sun. The way he runs through the line, he's got something in the tank as well.
Yeah, he's certainly one flying under the radar. He got under a few people's guard there going into Rose Hill. But, you couldn't fault him one bit from his performance there. It was, you know, a strong performance. He did everything right. He bounced well, put himself straight on speed, sustained a good gallop, and really quick and well. And as you said, he ran out a strong 1,200. I think he's got the scope and depth to get over a little bit further in time as well. But he's just a horse that... improving all the time. He's thriving in his work. He's come out of that race in great shape as well. So another one I don't think we have to do a huge amount with going up to the Magic Millions. I'd like to think he'd be qualified on that. And like you said, the real dark horse of the race, hopefully.
Yeah. And what will you do? Have you made any decisions with Unite and Conquer? Will you trial him or you race him again?
I think we'll give him a trial here and then head on up. Head on up for the race.
Okay, what about these two-year-olds in Brisbane today? Single Blonde, she's an improver, just a little slow out at a debut.
Yeah, and that might have been costly for her because she just had to be used up a little bit to hold her position there. And she did everything right. She from that point onwards, and she's a real professional filly. I thought she let down and momentarily looked like she was going to pick them up, but I think she just peaked on her run. She only had the one easy trial going into the 1,100 first up, and just having to be used that little bit early, probably just told in the race. And I think the fillies around her are quite smart, so I'd expect that form to stand up, because you know we hold her in obviously good regard and thought enough of her to take her up for the stakes race. So it looks a nice race up there. I haven't seen what the conditions have done this morning in terms of sort of the track conditions, but I think she should be pretty versatile.
Yeah, they say the track's okay there, so everything's fine. And in the your other runner at Doomben is in the Gold Edition, this Chess Star. He won like a good horse first up.
Yeah, look, we've thought a lot of him, so it comes as no surprise to the result first up. I know there was a little bit of questioning around the result of the race, but we thought he was a deserved winner, and hard to deny the performance. He ran time and he did it well, and he's an improver stepping up in trip. The 1,200 will suit. He'll get 14 in time as well. So this is the program and the races that we've always had penciled in for him. He's done well in between. He had a nice trial. He's settled in well to Queensland. So I think, another one that would be versatile on whatever the conditions are thrown there today. But I really like him going forward.
Ram week today, a couple of runners in race two. Mr. Songman, very good first up for you. How's he come on?
Excellent run first up. Really pleased with that. Look, if there was any concern for today, it just would be that, you know, we're looking to stretch him out in trips. So second up at the 11's probably the only question mark over him today. But you know, with the soft track, I think that's probably going to be in his favour. He's got some form on that down in Tasmania, but he's excellent, and you know, I think on that first up performance, he should be right in the mix.
Ready to Profit could improve as well. She's had a month and back to the trials. Well, she won that trial impressively, and the blinkers are back on.
Yeah, it's a bit like a pattern last campaign where she trialled very well, and we might have just rushed her a bit to the races or went to the wrong race, and she was well beaten as a disappointing favourite at a first career start. We had to take her back to the trial. She trialled well and came back to the races and really performed strongly. Yeah, been much to say in this time round. I must say, was severely disappointed with her run first time out, and just taking our time. Got her back to the trials, and I really think we've got her back where she needs to be. So with the blinkers on, that should have her nice and sharp for today, and she'll bounce out, put herself right there, and I think she'll give them something to run down.
This lightly raced mare in race three, Alasio, she has a good little record and two sharp trials.
Yeah, great record. She's one that not the best in the soft going, so I don't want it to deteriorate too much throughout the day. But look, she's probably been a little bit thrown in the deep end in terms of sort of the class and the ratings. But you know, she's in on a nice light weight. She is a progressive type, and yeah, she's got the speed. She'll put herself right there. And another one, you know, look, hopefully she'll be hard to run down.
The Villiers, Fabrizio, blinkers back on, fourth up with control. No excuses today.
Yeah, look, I know he hasn't quite got the winning record there at the moment this campaign, but you know, from my perspective, he's still in good form, and he's in the right form going into this race. The blinkers are going on. He just looked to coast that little bit there at Goulburn. You know, hit a real flat spot. You know, from the six to the four, and he rallied again late, but just thought he had a bit more to give. So. Yeah, with the blinkers on, he'll obviously make it a genuine mile here today, which is which is where he's at his best. So his peak condition, as I say, with the blinkers on, he'll I think he'll give us a good sight today.
Penske first up in the last 1400 first up should suit.
It should suit. I like his trials. Been training well. He does improve throughout the campaign, and yeah, probably once he gets to the mile, he'll be at his best, but he'll enjoy getting his toe in the ground today.
And one at Flemington, Goodwood Zodiac.
He improved last start on the back of a disappointing performance. So, look, he's been training well since he's been down there, and I think on that last run, he does mix up his form. He's quite hard to catch, but he'll be suited by the trip, and I think his last run was very encouraging for us.
Good luck with them today.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Good on you, Adrian. Adrian Bott going through the runners. A couple of extra scratchings have jumped into the system in the Tab Highway. Number 13, Gundy, has come out. Race 1, number 13, Gundy. And then in the last, race 9, number 11, Brother in Arms. They're two that have just popped into the system. So the new ones for this morning, running through them. Race 1, number 13, Gundy. Race 2, number 10, Miss Invincible. Race 6, number 2, Capernic has come out. Race 7, number 2, Red Excitement. And then in the last, it's race 9, number 11, Brother in Arms. They're the current extras that we've had into the system this morning. How you doing, Duff? Are you all right?
I am, Andrew, but that might be an ongoing thing this morning. I've got an awful, it's like a whooping cough. I'm not sick, but I've got an awful cough.
Cough. Okay. Well, you take it easy. Just yell out if you need me to take over. But
no worries.
Steve O'Day is online now. He's down with doubt defying. The last time Steve was in Sydney, he really did enjoy his day at Randwick. Morning to you, mate.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Has this been a target race for doubt defying, given that, you know, after you ran and won here in Sydney, you went down to Victoria? Have you plotted this race?
Yeah, look, after he won the Sale Cup, it's a race that I thought would really suit him. So, you know, we were always going to give him one more run in Melbourne. And he obviously went around the Kinnan and acquitted himself well at weight for age. This looks like a really nice race for him today.
Steve, he's had a busy schedule, but not a lot of racing. Is he coping with it okay?
Yeah, no, he's handling things okay. He is a horse that does like his run spit space, so the 5 weeks between runs shouldn't pose a problem for him, I don't think, today. He obviously had a nice trial to tune him up last week, and he's working strong on Tuesday, so couldn't be happier going into today.
He's got a nice little draw there. There's probably only two or three go forward horses. Do you just see him racing? Well, he's fairly adaptable. He can go back or forward, couldn't he?
Yeah, no, that's right. Look, he's drawing the nice soft gates, ideal for him today. He can just land where he's comfortable, and the way that looks today, it's not going to be too far away. So, it should be ideal for him.
Okay, so soft seven here today. He's won on a heavy eight, so I'd suggest if we don't get any storms, that's fine for him.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, he's I think he's a horse just as effective sort of wet or dry, but he's won a couple on the soft and obviously one on the heavy at Ramwick, so it's looks to be made to order.
He's a hard horse, say, to say what you want to do with him. He's up late in the season. You've got a Brisbane Summer Carnival there. You've got an autumn approaching. What do you do with him after today?
Look, probably how he performs today probably, gives us a better idea of sort of where he fits in going forward. Look, he is a horse that doesn't really spell that well. But he's probably one of those horses that you just sort of want to sort of pick your target races and sort of space his runs out and that kind of thing. So, after this, he'll probably just have a short let up at the farm and, they'll probably just keep him ticking over, doing some light treadmill work and swimming and stuff like that. But, just to try and hold his condition and hold his muscle tone. But, he's a horse that there'll be something there for the in the autumn, you'd think.
How's Caesar?
Yeah, look, really pleased with him. He's back in the stable now. Just started doing some three-quarter pace work. Look, he's only had a short break. He won't take too much to sort of get back up. He'll obviously have a couple of trials in January, and we'll head towards the Eskimo Prince first up in Sydney.
Beautiful. How many have you got in work in Queensland now? You've got a building stable, haven't you?
Yeah, and I got 46 in work at Eagle Farm. So, obviously sort of my numbers grew when I become involved with Aquas Farm. And, I don't train out of the farm anymore, but just have the stables at Eagle Farm. But, look, they're obviously big clients of mine. And, things have gone really well the last couple of seasons.
And happy with Eagle Farm? Everyone seems to be happy there.
Yeah, look, everything looks great. Obviously, they come through the gallops a couple of weeks ago really well, and then obviously the jump outs and trials they had on Tuesday again, it performed really well. So, it's been a long time coming, but they look like they've got things right this time, and very much looking forward to seeing them race on that next week.
Beauty. We're looking forward to seeing Doubt Defying race today. Good luck.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Steve O'Day joining us there. He is a horse that at least we've got to see. And when he raced here, Ron, he was in winning form. You can't rule him out upsetting in a race like this over the favourite Sky Boy.
No, I don't think it'll be an upset, Andrew. He's a good horse. He looked a good horse first up. I know he only beat Etymology first up at Randwick, but he owned that race. And you look at his record. It's 8 wins from 18 starts. So he's a winner. He's only run 2 places. So he attacks the line, he knows how to win, and he's been beautifully handled.
Sea Glass has been saved for another day. First up, it's been taken out of the third. Race 3, number 14, Sea Glass joins Pumpkin Pie as a scratching in that third race. Bjorn Baker's online now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, guys.
How have you got through it all? It's been quite humid and stormy. Have you everything sort of worked out early mornings, I guess, for track work? It's been clear.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad, and thankfully the facilities held up pretty well, so not too much of a headache at all.
Horses are racing well?
Yeah, they're going well, so let's hope Billy's day we can get one.
Race 2, a couple of horses here. Mad Farad, he's had 2 trials. He's talking about a good-looking record. He's got 1, and he's unbeaten fresh.
Yeah, he's 5 from 9. He likes a little bit of cutting the track, too. It's just whether he's probably fit enough. We've left the blinkers on from last sprint, so he'll roll forward. It's not an easy race. But I like him. I think he's a genuine Saturday-grade horse going forward. It's just whether he's sort of really up to the mark come today. But I've got a lot of time for Connie Mara too. She'll probably get back and try and get to the outside. I thought her run first up was good, and I think she's come on since then. But I think she's a good mare, and I think she's a genuine Saturday class horse in time too. So if she can sort of run up to those expectations, she's in the race as well.
Okay, well, she might be one at big odds. She does drop 6 kilos there today, and like you said, strips a bit fitter.
Yeah, I think so, and it was just sort of tactically the race first up probably didn't go away. They sort of slowed mid-stages and sprinted home a bit, so I think she's definitely better for it. A bit of cut in the track probably won't harm her chances either.
Race 3, Smart Amelia, you have it going well. She should be peaking here third up.
Yeah, I think she's well. She's in foal to winning Rupert, and she's really driving in the stable. She looks good for her. She's sort of a big lean mare, but she seems to put on a bit of weight and going well. She's probably going to need a bit of luck with the gate drawn too, just finding clear air, but it's definitely a tough race.
Strelax in the two-year-old race plays to both her starts. A nice draw.
Yeah, she's, I like her. I think she's genuine. She always tries her best, and she comes in probably with a little bit of race experience, which is always helpful in these two-year-old races. So, once again, it's a tough race. It's a big race, and you expect it to be so, but she's not out of it.
The Villiers, geez, he's a tough competitor, this horse, good fella. You think he's had enough, and he just keeps finding something.
Yeah, he does. He's been a great stalwart for the stable, and I think he definitely has a few things in his favour today. I think the wide draw is probably a good thing for him, as much as it can be a good thing. He likes a little bit of cut on the track, so he gets that, and he's definitely got residual fitness. So I think with no weight, Adam Hieronymus has got on with him well too. He's a definite E-tray chance.
Yeah, it looks, especially with Fabrizio drawn in 11 and he's drawn in, or 13, it gives him a nice little card across there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hope so. So he'll definitely roll forward. He's fit well, no weight, and tough.
And Rackenfeld's, collateral in race 8, he finds a mile in the soft, so maybe some improvement?
Yeah, he got a virus about, I don't know, 15, 16 months back, and he just hasn't been the same horse. And looking at him yesterday, I thought, well, for the first time he's starting to look well. He's turning in the coat, and if he gets back to his best form, he's definitely up to these horses.
Okay, and Drakenfels in the last, you have him racing well, but he just can't crack it.
Yeah, he needs a bit of luck. So, I'm hoping... I think from a good gauge, he should be able to put himself in a Jean's on with 2 kilos off to put him in a nice enough position. And if he gets clear air, I think he'll be running on.
You had 3 acceptors at Kembla, or they look chances? What's the best of those?
Just Ballistica now. She's going really well. She was unlucky first up. I think she's drawn out wide, which will probably be a good thing too. So I think she'll run well.
Okay. You've done your homework for the Gold Coast. It's a big sale coming up.
Yeah, it all starts next week. 3 days in the Hunter Valley. I think it's going to be pretty warm too. So I love it and I tread it. There's a lot of work and it's a busy time, but it's an exciting time as well. And it's crucial to be on the ball and find the right horses to hopefully be running on Saturdays in the years to come.
For sure. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Bjorn Baker joining us out there with his runners today. A steward's note here, and we're going to talk to James Cummings in about 15 minutes or so, but the stewards had advised, James Cummings says Interlocutor has minor swelling to the near fall fetlock detected this morning. Has completed light work this morning and is not lame. James Cummings will soon assess the gelding, and if the stable deems gelding suitable to start, will be vetted on course. So we'll monitor that over the next 5 or so minutes. And as I say, Ron, James is going to join us about 20 to 8, but that's a steward's note that's just been released on Interlocutor today in the Villiers.
Yeah, well, he's not sore. You know, the horses can, you know, just give himself a little knock, like, or even, you know, a little spider bite, or anything can happen. So the vets will look over that, and I'm sure we'll know soon enough.
Ron, you mentioned the sales, and today it's the English Nursery, a race worth $500,000, and we know it's all a part of the $3 million English Triple Crown. And We've got Millennium Day. We've got the Magic Millions. To be in racing right now, to buy into a yearling maybe with a group of mates, the timing could not be better.
You know, and Inglis is just pouring so much into these bonuses over the next few years, and hopefully ongoing into the future as well. They got the big sale, obviously, is their Easter sale, but obviously the classic sale and a few other sales as well. So we can't, you know, that they're putting plenty in, and hopefully they've obviously got a good feel today, but that's going to be ongoing throughout the year, these English challenges.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted to make mention of Ty England. We know earlier in the week it was reported that he's flown back into Sydney to be closer with the whole family and his family, and Erin, of course, is back. We wish the whole England family all the very best from the racing community. We know that he has undergone an operation in Hong Kong. Outside that, it's been the family's decision to not come out and explain the injuries, and we certainly understand that. When they want to tell us, we will take the information in. But I think from all of us, Ron, we're just thinking of Ty England. Whatever he's dealing with there in the Royal North Shore Hospital, let's hope that it's just slow progression for him.
Yeah, look, we're all praying and hoping everything's okay with Ty, and I do think we should respect their decision that they will announce what the problem is when they find out. And I'm a great believer, and we can only hope that when we do get news, and when that's when they're ready to give us news, that it's positive.
Yeah, let's hope so. Just before we go to Mark Unum, Le Cordon Bleu's come out of the Razor Sharp, race 6, number 7. And back in the second race, number 12, Tell Me, has come out, race 2, number 12. So that's the information there. Mark Unum is online. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Mark.
And, Mark, just on time, you know, we are a close-knit racing community. We're all thinking of him. And, you know, you're a trainer, former jockey. You see your jockeys, all around every day. We're all thinking of the England family.
Yeah, oh, look, Andrew, unfortunately, it's a very dangerous pursuit being a jockey. And, look, it's good to see, though, in the last few years and during my career, you know, things like the National Jockeys Trust were established to help deal with these situations.
And you're part of that because you were the sort of the front man for the Jockeys Association for a long time and did a fantastic job. And when I was riding, we had Jockeys Association, but we had no power and we had no money. How things have changed in the modern day. That's one great thing that's been done for racing, is this National Jockeys Trust and how they look after their injured jockeys and even their families when it comes to that, and even past jockeys. You know, I've heard of people, the Jockeys Trust, quietly looking after ex-jockeys' funerals and things like that. So they're doing a great job.
Yeah, no, it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And look, I know, it's something that the younger jockeys should be reminded of. But the difference in even from when I started to when I finished, things like superannuation and
unheard of in our day, unheard of.
Yeah. So it's
even
now
insurance,
I've gone
even
over to the dark side. Now I've gone over the dark side. I had to give up the presidency of the Jockeys Association there. Look, they've got a really good, established association now, and they do great work for the jockeys.
A couple of just chances today, I would have thought, just knockout chances. Gibraltar Girl, she drops in grade here, third up against her own sex.
Yeah, look, she probably just needs a confidence boost. She's there trying to, she's been there in the last couple of runs trying to get a bit of black type, but she seems to run the same race each time, just getting beaten two lengths. So back to mare's grade, heavy ground she's won on, and she's won 1,200 at Randwick. So, look, she probably needed those first two runs anyway, so we need to see a bit more from her today.
AC Vinso in race 5, the English race, he won start one win. What do you say about him?
Nice horse. The form was frank last night. The filly that ran third behind him at Canberra came out and won at Canterbury last night. I thought he'd run very well. He went to Canberra with a bit of improvement in him. I've seen him come through, you know, in the coat, and I'd expect he'd race well.
Burning Passion.
Oh, you missed Blazing Miss.
Blazing Miss. Well, she maps beautifully from that inside draw with race experience, and I would say she's the best back runner here.
I'd say, look, without knowing exactly how she'd handle the track, I'd be surprised if she's not right in the finish.
Okay.
She's come right on in those couple of runs. Big filly that really took a while to find her action. Going to Newcastle was probably, you know, better benefits for her than having a second trial. And then a run at Randwick was the day we had the very strong winds, and she was left in front, no leader won all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her a terrific chance today.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, and you make a good case for her. Burning Passion sets up well third up, and that little tick-over trial.
Yeah, and look, that's his normal racing pattern. He likes a bit of space between his runs. His form at Randwick's very good, and his form on wet ground is also very good. And wide gates, he's a horse that he can sometimes take a bit of time to muster the speed, and then he races best when he's, you know, up on the pace and has a bit of room. So the outside gates a good draw for him. Wet ground's good, and 1200 Randwick's good.
Well, Mr. Tickets in the last. I like him today. Can you give me a push?
Look, the only doubt with him will be how the track gets to by that stage of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that he won't handle it, but he's just going second up 1,100 to 1,400 on a track that might be fairly well affected by that stage of the day. He won second up 1,400 last prep, and then he just got beaten in a 1,400 similar to this. At his next run after that. So, look, he'll get a nice run just in behind the pace. It'll be just a matter of whether he's quite fit enough through the heavy ground.
Okay, I'll cop that tip. Your fillies, are they back in work? Nikita Jane, has she returned?
Yeah, really good. Nikita Jane, she's been, her and Maid of Heaven have been back 3 weeks. Both made good improvement during their breaks. Graceful Glamour comes back in next week.
Okay. What's your plan just with those two, Nikita and Maid of Heaven? Would it be a similar plan, or do you try and split them up? It's a bit awkward.
Oh, look, it's hard to keep them apart through that series of fillies races. Their first and second runs will be exactly the same. It'll be Light Fingers surround, and then the third up run will either be the Coolmore, the Farlap, or the Kembla Grange Classic. So there's a little bit of difference there, and then it'll be Vinery and then onto the Oaks. But look, I'll throw Noms in for the Derby as well for both of them, because look, Maid of Heaven was able to beat the colts in the Spring Champions, so they may not be a vintage lot of staying colts, and you know, if I think one of them can be a realistic chance in the Derby, we may go that way.
Okay, good plan. Good luck today.
All right, thanks very much.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Newnham joining us, going through his runners today. We're waiting for scratchings to go interim, and then we'll read them all out. There's a couple extras in the Tab Highway, but we'll just wait for them to click over. We'll take a break, and then more interviews, including James Cummings.
Tab Queensland Summer Racing Carnival Road to Magic Millions action hits top gear with Loch Ness Stakes Day, Doomben today. Featuring 5 black type Magic Million lead-ups, including the Loch Ness Stakes, the Bribie Handicap and the Feelin' Ready. This is the must-know form leading to Australia's richest summer race day, Magic Millions. Loch Ness Stakes Day, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1800 858 858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Lana, where do great Christmas gift ideas come from?
Me?
No, but close.
Bingley?
Yes.
And here's just a few of them. The powerful new JBL Flip 4 portable Bluetooth speaker, JBL wireless headphones, or a Ring video doorbell. It lets you answer the door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone and to talk to who's there.
That's a really great idea.
Or the gift that's perfect for everyone.
A Bingley gift card.
For great gift ideas, talk to me.
Talk to Bingley.
Unwrap Christmas at Bingley.
Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wanjina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wanjina was the fastest two-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 33-6808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ on a Saturday. Ron Duffesy is with us. We're on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central, as well as Sky Sports Radio. And the scratchings have gone interim, so let's check them out here for Randwick. It's a soft 7 this morning. They had 12.8 mil of rain in the last 24 hours, making it 36.8 for the week, a soft 7, Penno 5.91, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 1 Equal Balance, 2 Star Boy, 11 Mr. Brown Fox, 13 Gundy, 14 Lulu Race, and 15 Squared. 1, 2, 11, 13, 14, and 15 out of the Tab Highway. Race 2, number 4 Regimen, 10 Miss Invincible, and 12 Tell Me. 4, 10 and 12. The third, number 10, Pumpkin Pie, and 14, Sea Glass, 10 and 14. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 13, Miraculous, is out of the English Nursery, number 13. Race 6, The Razor Sharp, 2, Capernic, 7, La Cordon Bleu, and 10, Gibraltar Girl, 2, 7 and 10. Race 7, The Fugan Villiers, take out 2, Red Excitement, and 14, Fierce Impact, 2 and 15. Race 8, number 1, Articus, 2, Gulwar, 9, Fierce Impact, 11, Noshio, and 17, Nicochet. 1, 2, 9, 11 and 17. And race 9, number 10, Antar, 11, Brother in Arms, 16, Say Da Vinci, and 17, Another Snappy. 10, 11, 16, and 17. So, Ron, we sit on 26 interims. Thankfully, look, we've had a few come through, but those horses have mainly been scratched simply down to the track condition, haven't they? You know, that they're being saved for another day.
Yeah, look, I think we've survived pretty well. The most significant late scratching there was Fierce Impact. He's out of both races now, so he was one of the favourites. I see he's in a trial at Randwick on Monday, so there's probably another option for him, but he's probably the most significant scratching this morning. He was hard second favourite there.
Yep. Some news through from for Monday. Those trials, we've got two trial sessions run on Monday, Randwick and Hawkesbury. Now, take note, Hawkesbury trials are going to kickstart early at 8 o'clock, and they're having the trials, and after that they're embarking on a brand new office, jockeys and stewards room renovations, and they'll be ready for the 2019 year. So the trials Monday at Hawkesbury beginning at 8 o'clock, and that's starting a little bit earlier than normal. So you'll have both of those trials on Monday. That's at Randwick and also at Hawkesbury. Ron, every time she takes a step, we want to know, and we learn a bit more about Winx this week. She's back in the stables, I think, yesterday at Chris Waller.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on social media, and she, she always does. She looks to have goes through a routine. She comes back. She's a ball of muscle. She's a picture of health, and obviously this time of year, her coat's gleaming. So we're all sitting back in anticipation of the meeting that's going to take place and the plan that, I suppose it'll be baby steps. They'll see how she comes back and trials and make a decision then. But at least we know she's back in work and we're licking our lips.
Yeah, they're using that property, aren't they? I think I saw another video of Zusane doing some light cantering work where the horses fell as well. So it is a quick turnaround, but as you say, and as I said there, every time Winx takes a step, we want to know about it because it's a feeder of racing into the whole community. Everyone wants to know how she and what she's up to.
Yeah, and the Weller stable do it so well. Everyone gets to know. And, you know, there's releases about her. Everyone gets them at the same time. There's no favouritism. No one gets cranky. And it's just it's very well handled.
Yeah, no, it is. It is for sure. Can I ask you, we're just waiting to get James Cummings online. He's, we know we mentioned that issue with Interlocutor, but they must have made a decision to run, given that it's not in those scratchings that we've read out. So James joining us in just a tick. This razor sharp, Ron, there's been so much discussion about Cradle Mountain. Cradle Mountain and Sky Boy are probably two of the horses that have come through the benchmarks, and here they are in significant races today.
We call them the summer stars. We're going to know where we stand if they're going to be, you know, autumn stars after today. This is they put their toe into, you know, stakes class here. And Cradle Mountain is a horse that really he's great, terrific gait speed and cruising speed, and he runs through the pain barrier, this horse. You think he's okay, he's going to stop now, and then he finds another length or two. There's just something about him that you have to admire, and Sky Boy's done a great job. We'll find out today where he sits, and if he wins, he'll be a deserved runner in the Doncaster Mile in the autumn. There's no doubt about it. So a couple of very interesting horses, and like you said, Andrew, they've really stamped their foot down over the summer period.
And we look forward to seeing both. And, of course, the winner of the Fugan Villiers gets that start in the Doncaster in April. James Cummings does join us from Godolphin now. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Can you update? You've obviously made the decision that Interlocutor will run today.
Yeah, but he'll be subject to a vet inspection before he leaves. He just wrenched a joint in his near fore, but it only looks superficial and it. A little bit of some minor swelling came down with a bit of work, so we'll run him if we're happy with him when we leave the farm. And I'd just be treading a little carefully.
We'll start off at the top, James, in race two. Deprive a bit too heavy there first up for him. He seemed to be scrambling a little bit.
Look, he ran home a really fast flight, despite the appearance of the way he struggled to balance up in the straight. So whilst I agree that he didn't quite let down with the smoothest of actions on that occasion, you have to be impressed with the way he hit the line on his sectionals and also the feel from the saddle, which was reported to me from Hugh. He said to us that despite him not winning and having been an odds-on favourite as being expected to win, that we ought not to be too disappointed with the run. And I think that we just need to focus on the fact that the horse is going very well and he'll get a much better opportunity at Randwick to balance up and hit the line from arguably a nicer position over a little further.
Now you've also got Gongs there, the filly. Look, she won her first two races and she hasn't won in two preps since, but she was held up in stages last start there and the blinkers are going back on her.
And Longs is the sort of horse that looks like she might be building back up to a nicer performance. We have adjusted the gear and we just want to see her rediscover some of the speed she showed as a younger horse.
And so,
I don't know whether James is... Are you still there, James?
Yeah, I've got you.
Yeah.
No. Okay, sorry, Ron. Yep.
Yeah, can she find that form from a younger horse?
Yeah, look, well, I think she can. I mean, she's training well, but she's found a pretty... good race here, and I think there's nowhere to really hide for her. But we've been pleased with the work we've seen with her. Both her horses in that race are training really nicely.
You got Regiment in race three. He made ground last start. You're happy to run him on a soft track?
Yeah, that's a really solid late. Didn't get into the placings as one of the favourites last time at Rose Hill, but. Couldn't have done much more on that occasion. She will
arguably need to improve a lot of what she did in a soft track at Flemington, a last preparation. She was at the end of her campaign, so couldn't completely rule out her having the ability to perform well.
Okay, the razor sharp, you got Marsupial. He had plenty to do last time. Could he be any closer from a better draw today?
Oh, I think he's guaranteed to get a nicer run throughout here than he did there. He's back and wide from that difficult alley last time. He wasn't far away on a wet track on one occasion there at Gosford. Came wide. And nearly got up with a nice victory on a very heavy track. But the horse is just looking in great skin at the moment, and I can't help but feel a little more confident coming back to Randwick where he wants to start to go.
The Villiers, Duke of Valentinois, the blinkers are back on him, and a good draw.
Yeah, he probably wants to find his Moody Valley form from a few runs ago, but we did put him away after winning the Weight for Age race. Brisbane in June with the Villiers in mind, despite going around in some stronger races this spring, he's the sort of horse that can keep delivering deep into a campaign, because you pull him out of the box and when you drag off him, you'd see that he looks a horse that hasn't even had one start yet. So he's got a great constitution to keep handling it, and I can see him enjoying the pressure of the Villiers a lot more than he has some of his recent races, particularly with the gear change.
Okay. Interlocutor, we spoke about him, but if everything's clear there, he did find his winning form there last start.
Yeah, you have to love the brave fashion in which he got up there late at Goulburn. It was a drive to the line, and he showed the desire and the willingness to get back to a place where he hasn't been for a little while, and he really dug deep to win. Off the back of that, certainly ready to continue to perform well. He's trained like a horse who's really back in the zone now.
And Galois, probably not his go outside the lead there with 59 last time. He maps better here. He looks a chance.
He does. I mean, and they really flew home down the straight there off a slow pace to that 1500. In a way, I suppose it's a really nice lead up, but we were hoping for better. But there was a massive swing in the weights. It was like 6 or 7 kilos to the winner. Remember the name. To the winner, sorry, Raymond. I'd like to think that third up, back to Randwick, with the right run, that horse could recreate the performance that we saw from him in July when we did put him away. I think we could win a race on the way through to the Villiers as a lightweight chance. You know, I like the horse's chances in the race, and I think that he'd be the sort of horse that you could look back to his form and see that while he was wide and off the track in the Carbine Club Stakes as a spring three-year-old, then we took him to Perth and he was wide and off the track in the WA Guineas. You know, quite unlucky not to finish much closer in both of those races. And so he's got every reason to produce a big performance. And you think back to July, we saw the horse drop in weight from going around with weights of 60 kilos twice and dropped to 54.5, and he just blew them away by length and a half at Randwick, won really softly. So there's a lot to like about him, but this is a good test and good to see him back into a quality race.
Yeah, he looks very dangerous today. Race 8, Drockage, he very one paced.
Yeah, he's on notice, Drockage. He's got to show something, but the track conditions will be much more in his favour than he's seen since his win on a Gosford heavy last campaign.
Organs is a good chance. Appears to get a lovely run on arraignments back here with no speed.
She is really coming into her own, improving as the preparations unfolded. Look, the testing round with Mile will be interesting for her. I thought she dug deep and showed great strength over the concluding stages last time at Rose Hill. It's not to be underestimated, the jostling that she had to suffer mid-race, and she was still able to get up and prevail over a horse who's now won since Reflectivity, who looks pretty fit on the day. I think that this would be, as I said, a good test for her, and hopefully she can beat the males again here, and go on to maybe a little crack at the dollar of turf if she's in the right form.
Beauty. And you finish with Regent. who did a good job with a big weight last time on a heavy track.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I thought he was beautifully ridden that day. Hugh Berman waited all day to show us his best at Warwick Park. And he's just nicely in again. This is the right stepping stone for Regent. Remember, this is a horse 12 months ago that was promising quite a bit, racing extremely well against older horses in the midweeks as a three-year-old. Taken a little time to get him back there, but now that we've broken through with the blinkers going on and just having him travelling in within his comfort zone, fourth up there last time, suggest that he can just go on with it a little more and a little more like we'd hoped, and this is a good opportunity for him in what looks like a race with quite a few chances.
We'll just touch on Flemington etymology. He goes well at Flemington as a rule.
Yeah, he does. Some commentary about the horse enjoying going left-handed. I must admit, though, trying to find ways to stimulate etymology to a more desirable performance. Well, desirable from us to see the desire in him. But he was his unplaced run last time could have been excused from the perspective of the horse doing a little too well between starts. I thought he paraded a little big, and he definitely thrived. So it's interesting from that perspective, putting him on the 7-day backup and travelling him down to Flemington.
Yeah, and Chatterchuck in the last was okay first up.
Yeah, she was okay, and she really produced a strong run up the straight last preparation. I think that it was the end of her last campaign last time in, second to overstep by a narrow margin. She only just missed after chasing hard out wide. I like the idea of seeing her perform second up the straight. She could run a cheeky race there at a bit of odds.
Okay, maybe wanting to include in the quaddie there. But is a Vic the best at Kembla, race 5?
You're probably right.
Okay. All right, good. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. James Cummings going through their runners for Godolphin. Ron, back with you shortly with the full preview for Villiers Day. But let's go through all the scratchings. We've got quite a few, particularly at Kembla Grange on that heavy track. We start at Randwick. It's a soft 7 this morning, 5.91, and the rail is true. Race 1 at Randwick, take out 1 Equal Balance, 2 Star Boy, 11 Mr. Brown Fox, 13 Gundy, 14 Lulu Race, and 15 Squared. 1, 2, 11, 13, 14, and 15. Race 2, number 4, Regimen, 10 Miss Invincible, and 12 Tell Me, 4, 10, and 12. The third, number 10, Pumpkin Pie, and 14 Sea Glass, 10 and 14. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 13, Miraculous, number 13. Race 6, number 2, Capernic, 7, Le Cordon Bleu, and 10, Gibraltar Girl, 2, 7, and 10. Race 7, number 2, Red Excitement, and 15, Fierce Impact, 2 and 15. Race 8, number 1, Articus, 2, Galois, 9, Fierce Impact, 11, Notio, and 17, Nicochet, 1, 2, 9, 11, and 17. And race 9, 10, Antar, 11, Brother in Arms, also out 16, Say Da Vinci, and 17, Another Snappy. That is 10, 11, 16, and 17. That's the information for Randwick today. We go to Kembla. It's overcast and a heavy 8, and there are 36 scratchings. Race 1, number 3, Tiz Warbro, 10, Benoni, and 11, Iffy Ev, 3, 10, and 11. The second, 1 Destiny's Hero, and 4 My Zabrinka, 1 and 4. The third, number 1 El Coyote, 3 The Bald Eagle, 4 The Cinnamon, 7 Akara Miss, and 11 The Summit, 1, 3, 4, 7, and 11. Race 4, number 2 Dark Hawk, 4 Perigord, 6 Rex, 7 Age of War, 8 Jewel Kiss, 9 Sauvignon, and the Emergencies, 14, 15 and 17. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14, 15 and 17 out of the fourth. Race 5 at Kembla, 1 Boyer, 3 Just Like Stratum, 4 Kentucky Flyer, 5 Time Out of Mind, 7 Verlan, 10 Star of O'Reilly, and the Emergencies 12 and 16. Race 6, number 7, Loved One. 10, We Could Be Heroes. 11, Dixie, and 12, Rita Beale. 7, 10, 11, and 12. And Race 7, take out 1, Underground. 7, Naughty Bernie. 8, Triple Hero. 9, Go One More. And 11, Man of Colours. 1, 7, 8, 9, and 11. That's the information for Kembla Grange. Down on the border, we race at Albury, Overcast and a Soft 6. Race 1, take out 1, 10, 11, and 15. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, take out 3. The 4th is clear. Race 5, 3 and 4. Race 6, number 10. And race 7, number 6. Moree, Overcast and a Soft 6. The rail is true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 5. Race 3, number 7. Race 4, number 2. Race 5, clear. And race 6, take out 15 and 16. To Flemington, a soft 5 after 21.4 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. And the rail is at 10 metres. Race 1, take out 9, Palmy, number 9. Race 2 at Flemington, 2 Write Your Name, 4 B and Cone Magic, and 13 Mumbles, 2, 4 and 13. The 3rd, number 5, Strategic Demand, and 10 Lamborghini, 5 and 10. Race 4, number 1, Astro Castro, and the Emergencies, 18, 19 and 20. Race 5, number 6, Goulwar, and 7, King's Command, 6 and 7. Race 6 at Flemington, 10 Supray, number 10. Race 7, 1 Fell Swoop, 12 Fell Sprung, and 14 Redcore, 1, 12 and 14. Race 6, the two Emergencies are out, 16 and 17. And race 9, 7 Hussies Glow, 8 Favonski, and 10 Regimen, 7, 8 and 10. To Doomben, it's Overcast and a Soft 5. There'll be an upgrade on the cards early. The Penno 5.2 after 4 mil only in the last 24 hours. The current scratchings, race 1 is clear. The 2nd, number 11, Constantine, number 11. The 3rd, number 4, Count Cumani, 8 Triple Arrow, 10 Valario, and 11 Tolle Mera, 4, 8, 10, and 11. The 4th, take out 5 Snow Zone, and 6, 11, 11 has come out on Vets, 5 and 6 out of the 4th. Race 5, Core Country Countdown, Country Cocktail, and 12 Dulce, 4 and 12 out of the 5th. Race 6 clear at the moment. Race 7, 6 The Mechanic, and 9 Rich Affair, 6 and 9. Race 8 at the moment is clear, and race 9, number 14, Glitra. They're the current scratchings for Doomben. And finally, we've got in Adelaide or South Australian racing today, we race at Gawler. Overcast and a Soft 5, and the rail is true. Race 1, 2 Strategic Demand, and 9 I'm Bulletproof, 2 and 9. Race 2, 1 Golden Script, 5 the St. George's Vaults, and 7 War Mistress, 1, 5 and 7. The 3rd, number 8, Zagato Star, number 8. The 4th, 1 Free Harder, and 2 Hussies Glow, 1 and 2. Gawler Race 5, 4 Holy One, 6 Buana, 9 Knotted, and 10 Regal Eagle, 4, 6, 9, and 10. Race 6, 7 Buskers Ballad, 9 Orment, and the Emergencies 14 and 16. Race 7 at Gawler, 9 Vicky's Boy, and 10 Agunday. And Race 8, 8 Bo's My Boy, 9 Tani Tiara, 10 Strategic Glass, and 12 Snowbrook. 8, 9, 10 and 12. They're the current scratchings, only a mill of rain in the last 24 hours, a soft 5 at Gawler, and for our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview that program just after 11 o'clock this morning. So that brings you right up to date with all of the scratching. Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us on this Saturday morning. They've got coverage of American racing. For Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, we'll be back shortly to preview Villiers Day at Randwick.
Dynamics Indications Gay and Adrian offer an awesome call to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first, second and third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Hi, I'm Lionel Lee. The best way to enjoy Christmas is being organised. That's what I've found.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, that's what Mum's found. She says, get your presents organised first. And the easiest way is to order them online at Bing Lee, where you'll find hundreds of great gift ideas. Order before December 18, and it'll be under the tree on Christmas morning. Then all you have to do is Christmas parties, school concerts, letters to Santa, the Christmas tree, the turkey, the ham, the pudding, and everything else. For gift ideas,